I know you guys have been very, very busy.
This has been the busiest week I think we've had. We had two bills that were very detailed and somewhat contentious. They passed easily, but they had a lot of amendments offered to them. We passed yesterday out of the House, we passed HB 4, which is the water. It's not really the water plan. The water plan has already been developed for a number of years, but it's a method of financing these water improvements that we need desperately because of the growing economy and the drought, frankly. But that bill creates a water infrastructure bank called the State Water Implementation Fund of Texas. It'll be a fund that other governmental bodies can go to and borrow money from and do the things that they need to do to improve their water facilities, whether it be building a lake or improving the water plant where they or distribution system where they're having a lot of leaks. They can borrow money to do that. All sorts of things they can do that will get more money, more water for our money. How's that?
That sounds about right.
And it's something that's needed. The water plan was passed about 10 years ago, and maybe a little longer than that. It has never been implemented because there hasn't been any funding for it. So this is a big step in the right direction, we think. Then the day before, we passed HB 5, which is a public education bill. That's a bill sponsored by my classmate at A&M, Jimmy Don Acock, and he's chairman of Public Ed. It expands the course options and increases some flexibility in all of that selection of classes. It reduces those in the course testing, which there have been a lot of complaints about, from 15 down to 5. And it also allows for AP exams, SAT exams, and ACT exams to meet graduation requirements. So it kind of cuts down some of the problems that we've had with so much testing. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, there was quite a bone of contention on that for quite a number of years.
Yeah, that's right. So I think we're making some improvements. I laid out in House Bill 1114, which is something that County Judge Dwayne Peters wanted, which will restore the county court to its constitutional jurisdiction, so would allow him to handle some more things if need be.
So what do you see on... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go right ahead.
That's okay. It was voted unanimously out of judiciary and civil jurisprudence earlier this week, and I think it's going to local consent calendar, and we'll see how that works out, but it should pass.
So what are you looking for on the horizon then?
Well, next week is going to be the
even more busy?
Yes. I've been on serving on appropriations, and the Senate has already sent over their appropriations bill. We've substituted in our version, and that'll be voted on next Thursday. I'm told that we could go from early in the morning until 2 o'clock at night, depending on how it all works out. But there's usually a lot of amendments offered to that. The good thing is, in a way, is that the money's set. If you are going to change something, you have to pull money from one area and give it to another. So that makes it a little more difficult. But if we allowed it to just add money, then we would go over our budgeted amount, and we can't do that. So it's going to be a long day, and I kind of look forward to it because I sat on that appropriations committee, and I think we looked at it very hard and have added a lot of money to education, and we're doing okay. There will be some other special bills that come about. I think we're going to have a special bill related to highways at some point and funding them, and that's going to be interesting too.